darling heart, and welcome to this episode of the Drink Less, Live Better podcast. This is the podcast that helps you to see that drinking less doesn't need to be stressful, lonely, or boring. I'm your host, Sarah Williamson, and I decided to have a year alcohol-free as a little life experiment and haven't looked back. I'm a best-selling author, expert speaker, corporate workshop facilitator, and life coach. I'm here to support you with your alcohol-free or drink-less adventures. To keep up to date, be sure to follow me on Instagram at drinklesslivebetter and head to the website drinklesslivebetter.com, where you will be able to sign up to the 5-day drink-less experiment. Find blog posts, and you can choose to join the email club, where I share resources, wisdom, insights, and glimmers of hope and joy. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get straight to it. We're all just winging it. Here is how I know this to be true. There's an idea that everyone around us has it all figured out. We think other people are confidently navigating through life while we are stumbling along, uncertain and insecure. Yet, upon closer inspection, it does become apparent that this facade of certainty is just that, a facade. Maybe they're not so sure, after all. We are all just winging it. Here are 5 universal truths. Number 1. Imposter syndrome. Do you doubt your accomplishments and fear being exposed as a fraud? Surprisingly, this affliction is not limited to those just embarking on new projects, new ideas, new endeavours. It plagues people at every single stage of life, from seasoned professionals to esteemed experts. Many have doubts about their own competence. This widespread experience highlights the fundamental truth that none of us possess all the answers or master every aspect of our lives. We're all doing the best we can, often grappling with feelings of not good enoughness, despite the external accolades we might have. Ah, the external accolades. I've got more certificates that you can shake a stick at, and not one single one of them has ever helped to relieve the feeling of being an imposter. Number 2, life's unpredictability. Life does throw us curveballs. No matter how meticulously you plan or how diligently you work towards your life, there will be factors beyond your control that can and will derail the best laid plans. Whether it's an unexpected illness, a sudden job loss, or maybe a global pandemic, the unpredictability of life serves as a stark reminder of our vulnerability. In these moments, we are forced to adapt and navigate, often without a roadmap, clear direction, or anyone else around us telling us what to do. It's during these times of uncertainty that our ability to improvise and make the best of a situation usually kicks in. Number 3, social comparisons. Social media platforms amplify our ability to compare our lives to other people's. Scrolling through carefully curated feeds, it's easy to fall into the trap of believing that everyone else has it all together while we're lagging behind. Of course, snapshots of perfection are often misleading. Behind those filters and hashtags lie the same struggles and insecurities that we all grapple with. Recognizing that everyone presents a curated version of themselves online can help alleviate the pressure to measure up to perceived standards. The myth of adulthood. As children, we often look up to adults with a sense of awe, assuming that they possess all the answers and have everything figured out. However, as we find ourselves in adulthood, we quickly realise that this perception is actually far from reality. Adulthood is not a destination where you suddenly become wise and all-knowing. If it was, I'm still waiting. It is in fact a continuous journey of your own self-discovery. Most adults grapple with insecurities, doubts, and uncertainties just like they did in their youth. The realization that even those older than us are still figuring things out is reassuring, and it shows us that it is okay to not have all the answers, and perhaps we never will. Number 5, embracing perfection. Ultimately, the most liberating revelation of all is the recognition that imperfection is entirely normal. Fulfillment, perhaps, comes from embracing our flaws and vulnerabilities, acknowledging that they are actually a part of what makes us very, very human. When we let go of the need to have everything figured out and instead embrace the messiness of life, we open ourselves to new possibilities and experience. It's in the midst of chaos and uncertainty that we often find our greatest learning. We're all just winging it, navigating the complexities of life to the very best of our abilities, and sometimes not to the very best of our abilities. Recognising this and supporting one another to navigate our realities is a step towards winging it less. I'm coming to the conclusion that in life and business, there's fun and freedom to be had in winging it. Less structure often means more opportunity to make interesting choices that do lead to unexpected and joyful outcomes. Thank you for listening in today. Come back again next week. I'd massively appreciate it if you could rate and review the podcast. Check out the show notes for a link to a hidden podcast episode that will help you with your 5pm cravings and details about my one-to-one life coaching and sober coaching programs. And P.S. I believe in you.